Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
All right. Yes, it's time for action. It's time to do this. Good morning. This is Coffee with Kane and... Oh, wait. Hold on. Hang on. Okay, now.
Mr. Kane. Well, I saw what was going on. I knew you needed to turn the fader up, so...
Oh, my bad. I wasn't paying attention. I mean, I was paying attention,
it's
but I was...
Good.
I was looking at the recording because, you know, we have to record this for people to be able to listen to it in posterity.
Yeah, I got you. You said posterity.
I didn't say posterior. I said posterity.
I know, but it was still comical.
Okay. All right. So if you're just joining us and you don't know what's happening here, Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
All right, Mr. Kane. So... Thank you so much. This used to be Coffee with Kane and Cater. Now it's just Coffee with Kane. And then I add whoever happens to be here. And now that basically, theoretically, Cater's election is over, are you messaging him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Theoretically, is he busy?
I don't know. He hadn't responded.
Oh, he's probably still sleeping. Because, you know, he won the election, so he can go back to not working now.
If he's listening.
I'm joking, dude. Anyway, so now that he's officially, unofficially won the commissioner's race, because there was no one running on the Democrat side. It was just two people running for the Republican, and he won in the primary. So without opposition, it defaults to him. So, which is the same thing as the sheriff.
Which is awesome. I think that's awesome. There he is. Yeah.
Oh, he answered you?
Yeah, he did. This morning.
Well, good. Good for him. Because, you know, I don't know if he actually even listens to this show anymore.
I'm pretty sure he does.
You think so?
I think he does.
Okay. Well, let's call him and see if he does.
All right. Let's see what he's doing.
Hello?
Is this Dave Cater?
This is Cater.
Oh, no. Hang on a second, Dave Cater. I'm going to call you back because I called on a digital line. All right. So, did you hear that?
No, I'm...
Oh, okay. All right. I can't hear you because you're not talking into your microphone.
I don't have my headphones on.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. So the connection to this board is Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets messed up.
Oh, it sounds very,
And it sounds like a computer generated voice or like an effect or something like that. So I have to call him back. All right. Let's try again.
There we go. Happens.
That's better. All right.
This is Dave Cater.
Okay, stop talking like you're distorted, dude. Now you're just confusing everyone.
Dave Cater.
Aw.
Hey, the great influencer.
Hey, Associate Commissioner Dave Cater. When is that?
How are you guys?
We're great. How are you after election night?
I am great. You know, the only thing I could think about during this whole election was how I missed you guys, and I would love to be on the show someday.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll chat after the show, but I am... I'm curious to know... Okay, so here's what I need to know, and because I don't understand this whole... You win the primary, there's no one else opposing you on the other side of the ticket, so you just... It just defaults to whoever won the primary, right?
I do, and I am, I guess what it is, unofficially, I have won the next election because nobody is there to run against you as the Democratic opponent. So the primary, of course, I ran against the Republican opponent, and then once I'm done with that, then I just have to go through the motions of the next one.
Okay.
And then they can say, I'm the guy.
Yeah, so you don't have to spend any money campaigning between now and November.
Oh, no. Okay. No, if it wasn't for friends and family, boy, that would, this would have been a rough one.
Okay. Well, speaking of friends, you know, the boy had your sign in his front yard.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And I went by to pick that up, and I haven't done that yet, but it looks good right there. I mean, you,
I don't care.
Done a great
job taking care of my son. You can leave it till November. He doesn't care.
That's true.
The funny part is it's right on the main street through Bonterre, so you're getting good advertising, you know, for the November election.
It is.
Anyway.
And he has done such a great job taking care of that sign.
Listen,
I'm proud of him.
I hope he's taking care, doing a good job taking care of his house, because I haven't looked at the front of it lately. I don't go out that way very often, so I don't know what the front of his house looks like. I'm sure his, you know, Mr. Kane will say to him, have you mowed? Have you mowed?
Yeah. Oh.
So, but anyway. All right, so how's Mrs. Cater? How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing all the rest. And, you know, she's the brains behind the operation. She does a great job.
I heard you talking about the bridge projects and how you were going to, you know, get, you were excited to keep working on all of that stuff.
Yes, I was blessed. The voters, oh, my gosh. First of all, you know, thank the family. You know, thank God that he put me in this position and he's blessed me with so much. And then thank the family, and then thank the voters. Look, they went out and voted and said, hey, we want Dave Cater to continue to do the great things that we are able to do with the group I have. Like Harold and Carrie, man, we work great together.
We've Y'all got do. Ferry,
we do, and we got the Ferry Road Bridge project that I would love to see. Well, first of all, start, but I think the Northern Bats own the property right now, so when the Northern Bats are out, we get to start.
Wait, are you talking about like flying bats?
Oh, real bats. Oh yeah, they will hold up a whole, they'll make you wait 6 months, the you know, all the EPA and all the people out there. Yeah, they're in danger of something.
Oh my gosh.
They're in danger. They're in danger.
You know what I'm hearing? You know what I'm hearing in my head? I'm hearing Whoopi Goldberg. You're in danger, girl. You're in danger. I don't.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't. Hey, you know, I do want to say one thing. I want to thank your opponent for running a clean race and not trying to sling mud or run you down.
Oh, me too. He called the other, you know, after the thing, and then whatever they do, he said thank you, and man, that meant a lot. And I told him, and I got to know him and his wife, and they're really nice people. We have had nothing but good things to say about each other, so there was no mudslinging. It was a clean race, and that's what I like.
Well,
I will always be clean, guys.
Do you have
always.
Skeletons in your closet?
You know, as a young kid, I was a boy. Oh my gosh, you know what? You know what, us boys?
He's got bats in the attic.
Northern bats, right? You're right.
Bats in the belfry.
That's why I like Dave.
Atta boy.
Oh, my two favorite Daves. I don't know any others.
But you do. I don't have anything. Jeez, I don't have anything like crime or anything like that. But it's like, you know. If this girl comes out and says I kissed her and her mom got mad at me, it's not my fault.
Oh, listen, it is a good thing I'm not running for office, because holy shnikes, do not even get started. Like, I can't even tell some of my stories on the radio. So
yeah, I'd have to just air all mine out right away.
Yeah, you know, somebody. Fortunately for somebody in the studio, his job is forgiving of his. My job would not be as forgiving, so I'm pretty careful about what I'm going to let out of my closet. So, just saying.
I got you.
Get back in there, you skinny skeleton.
I got you. Well, as many elections, and I hate to say, I ran a lot of elections. I have 8 elections as the mayor. Never, you know.
Wait,
so
8?
There were 2-year terms.
Oh,
so I
wow.
did 16 years, and I did 23 years on the ambulance board. So, you know, those elections, and it's like, if they haven't found anything yet, there just may not be anything.
There must not be anything.
You're too clean, my friend.
You're too clean. That's what it is.
I don't know about that.
Running a clean race. Wow. I think you're too good for us, Dave Cater. I don't. I don't know if we can tolerate you. You're too good for us.
I don't know about that.
All right, so we were going to get into this whole conversation about tips that can help you focus, and they're from productive people, but I might just have to save it for next week, because I have a feeling I should just have you on the show next week, because, you know.
That'd be good. I can sleep in.
I'll give you an update. I will not be around.
You're fired.
Next week. I know. I've already got fired once. Now fired twice. No, and I was going to text you and tell you I am going. My wife and I are actually going to go. We're going to take the pop-up camper. We're going to go relax just for, you know, a week. And then we're going to come back and start fresh and get the ground running.
All right. Well, but you get to relax because, the campaign was a little stressful. I know.
And I enjoyed all that. I was out with the people. I did door to door. I was out till like 9:30 every night. And I wouldn't have been out that late if they, you know, they were talking. Of course, not me, but they were talking. And so I was just there listening. And it was great, and I like to do that. Somebody said, "Well, they know you. You shouldn't have to go door to door." No, you should not think like that. You should go see the people.
Well, you are hilarious, and I just wanted to call and say congratulations because you are a part of Morning Go. I don't care if you're on the radio or not; you're a part of Morning Go, Dave Cater. So you helped me launch Coffee with Kane, and it's even available as a podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So I appreciate you, buddy. Congratulations again, okay?
Thank you very much. And I think a day makes a better day than I do. So
I disagree.
You guys do a great job.
All right. Thanks, Cater. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, and I'll get a hold of you, and we'll figure out when you want me to come back. If you want to hire me, not hire, but if you want me to come back. I don't know how I get fired from a job I don't even have.
You got fired from a job that doesn't even pay any money. Of course, you know.
Right.
Dude, if they fired me, I could practically say the same thing. Okay, I got to go. We got to stop talking like this. Bye. All right, bye, Dave Cater.
Bye,
thanks.
Love you guys.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's so hilarious.
He's awesome. I love it.
I didn't even prepare him in advance, but I did want to say congratulations because, he is a part of this show. Even if he doesn't get to be on here all the time, he's part of the show.
Yeah,
Mr. Kane is part of the show, too.
Well, I try to be.
You listen every day, although you overslept today, so I know you were not listening this morning.
No, I wasn't, and I just needed a few extra Z's today. It's just the way it goes. But the coffee is flowing.
Okay, yes. So I really want to cover this thing real quick. We got a couple minutes. We can fit this in of somebody asking productive people for their tips to stay focused. And I want you to try some of these because I know that you don't do this.
This is not my thing.
I know. And that's why I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying I want you to try some of this. So you need to. Here's my suggestion. I do a lot of these things, but take 5 minutes at night to make a to-do list for the next day and then start with a few easy things to keep you motivated.
Yes.
Okay. Maintain a clean workspace. Is your desk clean?
It is now.
Oh, okay. All right. And organize everything so that you need within arm's length. Because
I got that.
Except maybe your phone. Because if your phone distracts you a lot, then you need to keep it further away. See how mine's out of reach right there? I have to reach up.
Yeah, mine's not that far away from me.
Okay. And then use a notepad to jot down reminders and other stuff.
I have one of those.
So this is my planner book for the week. And I put my list of things to do. And when we have a manager's meeting, I take notes during the manager's meeting. And then I have all these things to think about and do and take care of. So I'm putting it back up on the shelf.
I have some of those things. I got something new. Can I talk about
it? Yes, tell me. What is it?
All right. I got a new app.
Oh, no.
Well, I wanted to be organized. I was having trouble. And I got an app, and I Google searched, and the top app was Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T.
Okay.
And it does exactly what you're talking about. At the end of the day, it says, review my day and plan ahead. And I can't get that task out until I do it off my cast list.
Oh, okay.
And then every day it does the same thing. So this morning it has everything to review. And then once I review it, I can tick the things off. It's helping me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. Helping you stay focused. Because you were talking about how at the office the other day, someone asked you a question and then you completely got off track and came back like a half an hour later and realized that you
got derailed.
You forgot to finish stuff, music for the band. And the band needs it sooner than later because, you know, they need to be able to rehearse
it. It was a full-on total distraction, like squirrel. Like,
yes, it involved a screwdriver.
Yes.
So yeah, I have not been the kind of person who will close my door, but I will. I am learning to say, "Let me write that down." And because, well, you know, 20 years ago, chemotherapy destroyed my long-term memory, and so I can't turn short-term memories into long-term memories as easily unless I write them down and I see them, because I can remember. If I see it, I can remember it, but if I don't...
I have just the issue of people bringing me stuff at random times when I'm not prepared. So, like, people will walk up to me in my job and say, hey, blah, 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 and I'm in the middle of something else and I don't have time to stop and write it down.
Wait, that's not true.
No, it's true.
You have time to stop and write it down. You choose not to.
No, literally on a Sunday morning, 5 minutes before worship, I don't have time
to
write it down.
That's different.
And that legitimately happens in my job where I'm in the middle of doing something that is of critical importance and people will bring me things and then I forget.
Yeah, so this is where your unofficial unpaid intern comes into play.
I know. I need her to do more stuff.
I do not need to do more stuff at church.
All right.
No, I tell people all the time, I don't work here.
It's just sometimes running blocker helps a lot. So
yes,
anyhow.
Now I will run blocker. So
all right. So yesterday I closed my door. Used this new app.
Oh.
I cleaned off my desk and worked through a pile of things.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you. There's more on this list, but I'm going to go through them before I get to the birthdays. Because you know what? Thanks to our fun conversation with Cater, we're out of time.
That's awesome.
We got to,
love Cater.
We got to address some sponsors and get to the weather, which, by the way, have I said what the temperature is this morning? You haven't been listening. You don't know.
No.
Sunny and 69. Super, super 69. Nice. If it would just stay this all day, it would be fantastic. We're probably going to get some storms next week, though. Boo.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing the rest of this list because I need some help being productive because I am totally one of those people where, like, I'll be in the middle. Squirrel!
You're not going to like the first thing that's next on the list. So, I'm going to apologize right now.
I can see it. I see what it is.
Oh.
And there's no way that's happening.